Right.
We're discussing that Cambodian thing.
Good.
And the only thing we can think of is using the Australian or who's ever in New Delhi, Bold isn't there, to contact Nong Kimni, who used to be the Cambodian ambassador here. It seems awfully hard to believe that they won't accept a man like Black in there.
I'll go back to our people. I asked Bill Morgan to work on them today. I was reading early this morning, my night reading, part of your 54 report that Taylor referred to. He has written a summary, which is a rather good one, and I think that someday when you have time, there's no emergency at all, but if you drop by, I'd like to go over it with you and get some of your ideas on it. He quotes a good deal from what you said in 54. It's just unbelievably predicts what's happening there today. And he points that out, and then he goes ahead and gives the bad parts and the good parts of what's happened the last 2 weeks. And just kind of a memory, a summary memory, not anything ultra important, but just gives one man's view. Lodge is coming in here sometime, I would gather, the first part of May. If things are going all right, then talk to us. And I thought before he got in here, I'd like you to read that memo and philosophize about it a little bit with me and see what your present thinking is on it. I think I've told you, but if I didn't, I don't want anybody to know it, but Black has pretty unlimited authority to do some of the things that you rather think we ought to be doing, to urge meetings and to try to talk to the Viet Cong and to try to find any open running room that he can find. He's got a cover of dealing with these folks, and yes. And he, the Cambodian, was at the meeting and when he was out with the bank, and he feels like that if they let him in, that he could agree to build this dam that they won't build very much, and that this is kind of a catalyst for the whole thing. George Akin seemed to think it was a pretty good front, too.
Yes, indeed. But I think, Mr. President, somebody down there must be doing something. I may be wrong, but the Australian ambassador or the Cambodian ambassador, the Australians represent us there.
Yes, I know that.
And Nong Kimni, who used to be over here, is not unfriendly to us, and now he's the Cambodian ambassador to New Delhi. And it was through him we were able to get in, the group that went out for you last November. And I think the same thing could be done now through, if Bold isn't back, whoever's representing us to see Nong Kimni.
All right. I'll just do that. Maybe our own damn State Department. You know, about half the time, Mike, they undercut us.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, and George feels the same way.
I'll check that. Black came over to appeal to me, and I said, hell, I don't know, Gene. Let me see, and I'll call you. So on. So while I got you on the phone, Mont's got a mean speech that he says Freeman's trying to talk prices down. Now, Freeman's a little concerned that they'd had a bread tax stuff a little earlier on him, and he's afraid by releasing all this wheat that some of them are going to say that the price of bread would go up, and election year, that's bad. And so he got his economists in, and they said that farm prices were going to stabilize pretty well. They weren't going to, meat wasn't going to go up or down. It was going to stay. Pork was really going to come down some because we had a lot of pigs coming in. And fresh vegetables, the freeze was over in Florida and Texas, and they went up 50%, but they were leveling off. So he gave out a statement, things going to level off, the economists, not to worry that it wasn't going up because 70% of the Congress comes from cities.
Oh.
And if you say that if they vote for the Indian aid, the $1 billion, that's going to make bread go up, and meat go up, milk go up, well, hell, he wouldn't get any votes. So he said that. Now Munt's trying to play politics with it, and he says the administration's trying to make prices go down and all that kind of stuff. And I told George, so he's informed, and I wished you'd watch it because I don't want him to just beat Freeman to death. He's doing the best he can.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, Mr. Bye.